Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. I made it back from my big adventure in Silver Dollar City, Missouri. Beth and the kids kept things running well here, which was a big relief. They seemed to be glad that I came home, so I guess I still have some job security. I saw some amazing entertainers while I was in Branson, but I'm pretty sure that's not how I want to make a living. There was one night I couldn't get to sleep, so I thought I'd drive into Branson and catch a late show. It was around 9:30 when I wandered into a theater that featured a sister group that does a cappella bagpipe music and combines Irish stomp dancing with a trapeze act. That part was kind of hard to hear, but it seemed like most of the crowd was there just for the wardrobe changes. I made some new friends and had the opportunity to reconnect with friends that I had not crossed trails with for years, that just happened to come through where I was performing. It was great to get to see some shows with friends from the sand hills of Nebraska and the plains of southeast Colorado. I also got pretty well acquainted with a reining horse trainer from Indiana, who has diversified into trick horse performances. He is also a musician, and I will be sharing some of his songs on future shows. Since Dave was not a morning person, and I usually wake up pretty early, I worked myself into taking a morning walk through the Ozark Hills to where the horses were stabled, then fed, pulled off blankets, and cleaned stalls for the three beautiful black and white paint horses that he uses in his act. You can take the boy off the ranch, but you can't take the ranch out of the boy. I was grateful to have something to do that time of day besides turning on the TV. This morning I'm part of the Old West Days Church service being held at the United Methodist Church in Valentine. They're serving breakfast. After that service, Beth and I will hustle over to the Berean Church for their service and dinner. After 21 years of going to Old West Days, we're getting the system figured out. Old West Days is like a homecoming for us, and just a tiny glimpse of a much greater homecoming that is yet to come. One of the greatest blessings that the Lord can ever send is the chance to reconnect with or to make a brand new friend, to hear of their challenges and trials and how they persevere, that this was no chance meeting, so often seems quite clear. They help me regain my focus on the job the Lord wants done, and to be a little bolder when talking about his son. When we share the joy of this world and look to a future bright, by heaven still as waters, following our darkest night. Their handshake firm and steady, their vision very clear, trials long forgotten that we may have faced down here, where I will recall all of their names and my memory will not fail of these friends that I've been blessed to meet along the trail. Thank you for being one of those friends and for riding along on Homegrown this morning. Hoping that the Lord blesses you real good today, that it's raining at your place, and that our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.